Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like,
you want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle
you can't
the truth.
Handle the truth.
Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
All right, what's up, everybody? Good evening, good afternoon, whatever you want to call it. It's still light outside. Good afternoon, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Whoa, we are back and better than ever. The day after the fourth snowstorm in as many weeks, I think. I lost track of how many snowstorms we had. But it is Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Once again, theronkellyshow.com. Glad to be here and glad to have you guys here. And when I'm not here, you can go to my Facebook page. There's like more than 5,000 or so people who have liked the page and another 5,000 who follow me on the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook. On Twitter, it's the R. Kelly Radio Show, and on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly 1. Okay, we are packed, completely packed today, and I hope I can get this all in today because there's so much to talk about. You know, another unarmed black man executed by police, this time in Sacramento, California. I'm not even going to get into the details of what happened. Shout out to Zach's Buzz, and shout out to Joseph Boyd, and shout out to Brian Nazareth, and all those people who are watching me on Facebook Live, the folks who are on my Skypers. I don't mean scalpers, I mean Skypers, and the people who are watching the show on Periscope. Okay. Yeah, so another unarmed young black man killed by police, this time in Sacramento, California. And yeah, we'll talk about what can be done to stop the murders, and where are the black officers? Where are the black officers been eerily silent, the black police officers who are standing by and watching this and not saying a word? We'll talk about that. And also, there's a report that claims that the United Nations has ordered the United States to pay reparations to African Americans. And we'll discuss it. We will discuss it. And also, who should get them if they do give them out? Plus, racism and how it affects blacks' ability to earn a living and friends. How many of us have them? We'll talk about that, too. And a little later on in the program, I'll critique the Patterson mayoral candidate, starting with First Ward Councilman. Sorry, Ms. Jackson. Mike Jackson. We'll start with him. Shout out to my boy, DJ Tiny, who spins Crazy House Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. DLWildMusicRadio.com. DLWildMusicRadio.com. For all you house heads out there, you can check out my boy, DJ Tiny. Also, shout out to my dude, Bunny. I'm not going to say his last name, but, you know, again, thank you, brother, you know, for coming through for me. Yeah, I bought some furniture, bedroom furniture, and put the other stuff out in the hallway, and I couldn't get it downstairs to the basement. You know, lo and behold, I called my brother, and he came the same day he came and helped me take that furniture downstairs to the basement. So there's people you know, and there's people you can depend on. Know the difference between the two. Okay, shout out to him. All right, everybody, thank you so much for joining me. Don't forget, once again, my boy DJ Tiny, every Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m., DOYMusicRadio.com for all your house heads, the over 45 crowd, I guess, because the young millennials don't listen to house. But anyway, there's you know, you can check him out Wednesday night on DOYMusicRadio.com. All right, everybody, it's a few minutes past the hour. And, you know, and another black man, another black shout out to everybody who's watching, Jeremiah, James Williams, Myra, Francisco Jones, what's good? And everybody who's watching the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook Live, thank you so much. And the ratings are going through the roof. I just looked at the ratings for the radio show on blogtalkradio.com, and they're like through the roof. So thank everybody who's listening to the show. Show you're making money for a change. So thank you, everybody, for checking me out here on my nonsense. It's called the Ron Kelly Show. Okay, so another young black man is killed by police. And I'm not even going to go into the details because, you know, there's no point in going into details. This man was in the backyard of his grandmother's house, and he was murdered by Sacramento police. And a little bit later on, you know, in this spiel, I'm going to talk about where are the black officers, the black police officers And where have they been? They've been very, very silent. And I'll explain why black police officers have not really been saying anything about any of the shootings, as egregious as some of them might be. But anyway, so we have a young African-American man, 22 years old, killed by Sacramento, California police officers who were searching for somebody else. And see, and it's the same old pattern. It's the same pattern over and over and over and over again. And we were looking for somebody else, and we feared for our life. Now, you know, fear for your life. See, if you shoot somebody, and let's say somebody comes to your house and you shoot them, you damn well better know, have all your ducks in a row as to why you shot the person. And because, for example, if somebody comes into your house, for example, you have a gun, you own a gun, you're a legal gun owner. Somebody comes into your house and you catch them in your house and you got the drop on them, dead bang, you know, you can put one in them. And you decide to, and hits the person in the back, guess what? Your ass is going to jail. I don't mean to say ass, but you're going to jail. You know, so, you know, people who own guns have to take a deadly force course to make sure that you know what your rights are and what you have the right to do, even if you catch somebody in the house. So if you catch somebody in your house and they turn to run, you can't shoot them. You can't shoot them. If you shoot them in the back, you're going to jail. If you shoot them when they cross the precipice of your house to get out to the street, and if you shoot them on the street, you're going to jail. Okay, but police officers have a magic formula that they use, and it's called I was in fear of my life. You see, and it's like, you know, like beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and fear is in the eye of the person who felt the fear. So when you one of the problems with this is that there's several different problems. I'm going to get to all of them. One of the problems is that there is this fear of my life excuse, for lack of a better word, is what is it's open to interpretation, you know. So like some people are afraid of spiders, some people are afraid of heights, some people are afraid of snakes. So I guess for you to say you were in fear of your life, okay, I was in fear of my life. See, because there's no way to prove that a person was in fear of their life. There's no way to – you can't go back and say, well, you know, they say it and that's it. You know, there's no way to, you know, because there's no boundaries in regards to you being in fear of your life. You can be in fear of your life and nobody's going to disagree with you. And see, that's part of the problem with this fear of your life excuse that police officers use. And I know police officers. I know some good ones, some who uphold the law and who don't abuse prisoners and who don't shoot first and ask questions later, and some who turn that camera on when they're supposed to. I know some. And, you know, and I'm not here to indict police officers as a whole, you know, because we do have some good police officers. What would the world be like without them? You know, I mean, you ever watch The Purge? Well, that's exactly what it would be like, 10 times worse than that if there were no police officers. So we do shout out to the officers who do uphold the law. You know, we do give honor to the ones who work hard and play by the rules. You know, we do honor those. But then we have another element who shoot first and ask questions later, like these two officers on this young man, 22 years old, who was killed in his grandmother's backyard because they were looking for somebody else. And, you know, as it turns out, the man had a cell phone in his hand. They had an iPhone. So iPhones are, you know. And see, again, I don't want to go into the details of what happened because it just makes you angry. And, you know, and we're going to talk about a little bit later on in the program, maybe after the first break, we're going to talk about the anger, you know, We're going to talk about the anger because, you know, if you want to find, you know, there's a lot of anger in America right now in regards to police officers, F the popo and all of this stuff, and F the police, and et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of anger against the police officers, but you see, but it's not all of them. It's not. That's like saying all black men don't take care of their kids. I mean, it's not all of us. Some of us do, some of us don't. Some police officers are bad, some are good. So we'll discuss all of this. You know, we're going to talk a little bit more about this in the program as we go along. Now, you know, now, in response to this young man being killed, I saw some posts on Facebook, some angry posts. You see, and you know, angry post is not going to solve this problem. Being pissed off is not going to solve the problem. I mean, shout out to Danette Chavis, who's doing the thing with the signatures, but you know, which is honorable. At least she's doing something. But that's not going to solve this problem. You know, going on Facebook and ranting about the police is not going to solve the problem. It's not, you know, because reaction without action is inaction. And I'm not saying we should go out here and start a revolution and start killing people or anything like that. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that there's been no action. Just killing after killing, murder after murder, unjustified after unjustified killing of African Americans. A 67-year-old woman killed by a New York City police sergeant, 67 years old. Now, what kind of fear could a 67-year-old woman put in you unless you're just scared of everything? You know, 67-year-old woman, I mean, even if she did was holding a broom or a stick or something in her hand, I mean, how much speed could – she's not Giancarlo Stanton. I mean, how much speed can she get on that broom in order to threaten your life? So an old lady with a broom is threatening your life? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So an angry post is not going to solve this problem. You know, us being angry and using choice words on Facebook, et cetera, is not going to solve the problem. It's not. Action needs to be taken. Action needs to be taken in this. Now, I'm not saying that, again, I'm not saying that we should go out here and start shooting people. I'm not saying that there should be we should rise up physically, you know, but we should rise up. We should rise up because this problem is not going to be solved with angry Facebook rants. It's not going to be solved by just me coming on the radio and doing my radio show, you know, which it is something, but, you know, thousands of people listen to the show every week. But this is not going to be solved by angry rants, angry Facebook posts. No, it's not. The only way this is going to be solved is by us coming together as a people, as a whole people, not, you know, because I just heard the Reverend Al Sharpton was going over there. What the hell has Reverend Al Sharpton done for any of this stuff? No. What has Reverend Al Sharpton done for any of this? Reverend Al Sharpton has done squat in regards to stopping or even slowing down or even affecting these killings of black people in any type of way. So he, you know, somebody gets killed, he goes and he says a little something, and you know, because how many funerals has Reverend Al Sharpton gone? And I'm not trying to kick his back in. I'm just saying that even with him, that, you know, Reverend Al Sharpton speaking out against this stuff is not going to stop it because he's been speaking out for years, and this stuff just keeps happening. How many black people have been killed since Trayvon Martin, for example? How many? How many black people have been killed? Numerous black folks have been killed since Trayvon Martin. And the beat just keeps going on. Now we have another situation in Sacramento, California, where a young black man was killed because the police officers was in fear of their life, and they get away with that. You see, for example, with the 67-year-old woman, the police sergeant in New York City asked for a bench trial. Now, a bench trial, this is one of the tricks that they use. A bench trial is with no jury, just a judge. Now, you know, a judge is not going to convict a police officer unless, you know, it has to be some extraordinary circumstances in order for a judge to convict a police officer of anything, or a jury. There has to be Michael Slagle, for example, in North Carolina, who shot the man who they came up with the video. Somebody was happened to be just walking past, and they shot the video, and you could see that the man was running away. Walter Scott was running away, and this officer shot him in the back. And so there would have to be some extraordinary circumstances like that in order for a police officer to be murdered. I mean, for police officer to be convicted of murder, I should say. So, you know, ranting on Facebook is not going to fix this. You know, angry rants and, you know, stuff after police and all of this stuff is not going to fix this problem. It's just not. You know, but we'll talk about that a little bit more after the break. We'll talk about reparations and this report. we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. And we'll talk about how racism affects the way we earn a living. And, of course, we'll talk about Mike Jackson. Well, I don't want to talk about him, but, you know, I'll be critiquing the Patterson mayoral candidates. And, you know, I really didn't – this wasn't, you know, something I wanted to do, but I was egged on to do it. So, you know, because I don't really cover local politics anymore because this is a national show. But what the hell. So we'll talk about Mike Jackson, the first ward councilman who's running for mayor, and the mistakes that some people make with who they put around them. It's about 19 minutes after the hour. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more of this program. Okay, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touchy not fart. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, touchy not fart. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're
supposed to jump over the row.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
All right, we're back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. On Facebook, it's the Ron Kelly Show. 5,000-plus followers and likes to the Ron Kelly Show. That's 10,000, right? And and on Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio Show, and on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly 1. All right, thank you, everybody, for joining me. Ratings are up. I think it's 8-point-something% of the people who listen to the program turn after 2 minutes. So you're 8%. I'll be gunning for you. Well, I don't want to use the word gun in this climate, but yeah. So ratings are up. The show is doing well. Thank everybody for listening. Thanks to folks who watch on Facebook Live and on the people who check me out on Skype and also Periscope. Okay. All right. Yeah. So we'll be talking about the young man killed by Sacramento police and what we need to do to stop it, because, you know, angry rants, you can rant all you want on Facebook, nobody's paying attention. See, because what we have to understand is that, you know, that congressional, constitutional amendments is not going to stop racism. It's just not. Constitutional amendments don't stop racism. See, because a piece of paper is not going to stop people from being racist, you know. A piece of paper is not going to do it. You know, shout out to my homeboy Cliff, Cliff Nelson, and Osman. Check Osman out, Osman Shabazz Radio Show. Google it, you can find him. Yeah, so a constitutional amendment is not going to stop racism. It's not. Constitutional amendment is not going to stop racism. Racism is going to be here forever. You know, it's going to be here forever. And the reason why racism, see, people don't care if black folks are racist. Nobody cares, right? Because racism only affects, you know, racism only affects you when you have less power than the people who are against you. For example, because white people have, most white people have power. And we have to go to them for everything, mortgages, car loans, credit cards, all the stuff that we, you know, black people have nothing to do with that for the most part. So we have to go to the white people for everything, a place to live, the whole nine, because mostly, you know, everything in this country, most of everything in this country is controlled by white folks. But this is not a black and white show, and I'm not trying to perpetuate racism or make, you know, people make black folks get mad or anything like that. No, I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to kick the truth, you know. And if you can't handle the truth, don't listen to this show. So, white people don't care if we're racist. They could care less, because what can we do to, can we stop a white person from getting anything? No. Can we stop them from moving into a condo? No. We can't stop white people from doing anything. But see, but white people can stop us from doing things, and that's why racism affects us more than their racism affects us more than our racism affects them. So they really don't care if we're racist. I mean, big deal. Because we can't affect how white people live, but they can affect how we live. You know, we can't stop them from getting a promotion, but they can stop us. Now, there may be some pockets or some circumstances where black folks can are in a position, but that's not a whole lot of them. No. So this is something that needs to be taken care of. You know, peace be upon the young brother who was killed by the Sacramento Police Department. And, you know, you're not going to hear from black police officers, and I'm going to tell you why. Because if black police officers speak out about this, you know, their careers will be in jeopardy. They'll be ostracized if black police officers speak out about the killings of young black men by police officers. So black police officers, they'll get the graveyard shifts, they'll get the worst assignments, they'll get, you know, they'll be working from, you know, the overnight shift from 11 to 7 or whatever it is. They won't get any promotions, and they'll be ostracized. They'll be blacked out, for lack of a better word, by the police hierarchy, which is mostly white. So this is why black police officers, and I'm sure there's a lot of black police officers out there who do want to speak out about racism, and they want to speak out about how young black men are murdered by police officers. You know, a lot of them do, but they're caught between a rock and a hard place, because if they say something, their career is over. You know, they'll be finding the stuffed animal monkey hanging from their locker or some other nonsense if they say anything. So this is why. So if you're wondering why black police officers don't speak out about these things, this is why. Because if they do say anything, their careers will be over. Their careers will be over. So this is why black police officers don't speak out about the murder of unarmed black citizens. But we definitely need to start doing something about it, because these angry, I've been reading F the Popo and all of this nonsense, and that's not going to stop them. Angry rants on Facebook and posting about, you know, and I do post every now and then about something that I find interesting, but this is not going to stop nothing. The only way we're going to stop it is us. All right, everybody, it's about 26 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. Still a little slightly light outside. This is the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. You can email me, as a matter of fact, the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. If you want to email me, don't send me any show topics, but please. But if you want to email me, you want to say something about what I said, you want to take it behind the scenes, you know, by all means, it's the Ron Kelly Show at gmail.com. Okay, there's a report out. There's a report out that says that that the United States of America, land of the free and home of the brave, allegedly, has been ordered by the United Nations to pay reparations to black folks for the slavery. And we're going to talk a little bit more about slavery. I'm going to try to get it in here because I got so much to talk about. I'm probably not going to get it all in the next 35 minutes or so. But so there's a report out that says the United Nations ordered the United States of America, ordered the United States of America to hand out reparations to black folks for the years and centuries of slavery and what have you. Now, this is false. That story is false because the United Nations can't order anybody to do anything. So that story is false. The United Nations did not order the United States of America to give out reparations to black folks who were descendants of black folks who were victims of slavery. Not victims of racism, but victims of slavery. So, but they did, the report says that black folks should get reparations. It says they should get them, but the United Nations did not order the United States of America to give reparations. Because you really think that Trump would give out reparations, even if the United Nations had the power to order? I highly doubt it. You know, but here's what I want to talk about, though. It's 28 minutes past the hour. Who would get them? Who would get them? What segment of the black population would get reparations? Because would it be fair to give like a 2-year-old black baby reparations? You know, would that be, you know? Because to give reparations, I mean, depending on the amount, would bankrupt this country. And not that I really care about that, but it would. So I have a formula for which black folks should get reparations and which should not, because not everybody's going to get them. We can forget about that. If we get them at all, they're not going to give them to every black person in America. Unless it's like maybe $500 or something like that. It's not going to be any substantial amount if they give them to everybody in America. And I've said this on other radio shows. You can check out my podcast, The Ron Kelly Show. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. You can go to my archive, where there's a whole bunch of shows that I've done over the past year or two. blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show to the Ron Kelly Show radio show archives, where you can check out some of the shows that I've done in the past. Well, anyway, I had spoken about this. And my thing was to say, okay, any black person born before the Civil Rights Act should get them. Everybody else don't. That's my formula for reparations, that everybody born before the Civil Rights Act, no matter how old you were, should get them, even if you're a baby. Let's say you were born in 63 or something like that. You should get reparations. Everybody else does not. That's my formula for reparations. Because the question, because even if they have, so even if the powers that be, the people that control the purse strings of the United States of America, even if they, you know, thought about it seriously, they're probably thinking that we're not going to give them to everybody. You know, so there's got to be a formula for those for people who some will get and some will not get. So that's my formula. Anyway, it's and if you don't agree with me, that's fine. You can go to my radio show page, facebook.com/Ron Kelly Show. I guess you can send me a message on Instagram too, RealRKelly1, and on Twitter it's RKellyRadioShow. All right, everybody, it's about 5:30 this hour. And, man, you know, we had another snowstorm, and somebody's making a big deal about Governor Murphy wearing his hat backwards. I mean, really? So what? You know, yeah, I got my hat on backwards. Big deal. And I saw that somebody had posted about that Governor Murphy had wore his hat backwards. And that's supposed to be so cool. I mean, so what?
Governor Murphy is worth $40 or $50 million. You know, nobody's going to say anything about him wearing his hat backwards or frontwards or upside down or whatever. And I thought it was kind of ridiculous that anybody would even notice that. Because the taxes are going up. I didn't know you heard about that. shout out to my producer down in Ahoskie, North Carolina. It's WRCS AM 970 Radio. It's your total gospel station. WRCS970AM.com, WRCS970AM.com for the live streaming. Dr. J.C. Watford is the manager of the station, owner-manager of the station. Thank him for broadcasting my program. All right, everybody, it's 23 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I'm going to get to Mike Jackson in a minute. And I don't support Mike Jackson. I'm going to put that out there. I don't support his candidacy, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be fair. You know, see, I don't live in Patterson anymore anyway, so I can't vote for nobody. So it doesn't really matter. Well, it does matter what I say, but to most people. But I will talk about Mike Jackson. And not to kick his back in or anything like that. You know, I don't kick people's back in unless they deserve it. But I don't think he deserves to get his back kicked in. But we will talk about him in a little later on, probably near the end of the show. We'll talk about First Ward councilman running for mayor, Mike Jackson. Quite a few people running for mayor in the city of Patterson. Andre Sayegh, who I would like to see get the spot. You know, Mr. McCoy, and there's a couple others who are vying for that position. Who wants to be the mayor of Patterson anyway? Even I mean, because this, you know, you know what? Maybe I notice that every time I turn around, there's a lawsuit being settled, and the council is giving out money like candy canes. You know, $1 million here, $100,000 there, $500,000 there, $50,000 here. You know, just come to Patterson and, you know, you can solve all your problems. Just come there, sue, and the council will vote for a vote for you to get a settlement. Now, the one thing I did see was happening. Matter of fact, I think this happened when I was living. No, I wasn't living there at that time. But a young man who was riding a motorcycle was killed. He was running away from the cops, actually, the auxiliary cops. But they went to prison. He was killed. They went to prison, and even though the mother had passed away since this happened, they did get a settlement. So, and the auxiliary cops went to prison, and they dissolved the auxiliary police force right after that. All right, everybody, I'm being told we're not going to take a break right now. Okay, we won't take a break. We'll take it in like 5 minutes or so. Right here on the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. All right, so what did anybody think of my reparations? Shout out to Osman Shabazz. I got to get with Osman because I got a funny story to tell him. I got to shout him. Shout out to Osman. He has a radio show. God, I can't think of the name of it. Sorry, Osman. we did a little work together one time, and he's doing his radio show now. Osman's something, I can't think of it, but Google it. Maybe he'll tell me while he's on the radio. I mean, while he's on the watching on Facebook Live. Maybe he'll tell me what that show, what the name of his show. Osman something, I can't think of it. Sorry, Osman, but you can Google him, and you can check him out. All right, you know what? We'll go ahead and we'll take this quick break. We'll come right back, and we'll have a couple more things to talk about, and we'll wrap this puppy up. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. The Ron Kelly Show.
And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over. Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. I know on Facebook Live you can't hear anything. For those who are still with me, I'm sure you can't hear anything, but that's when I'm not saying anything, the commercials and drops are playing for the rest of the people who are listening on the radio. All right, thank you, everybody, for joining me. It's the Ron Kelly Show. 22 minutes left to the program. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show, .com. So Bozo is dead. Bozo. Remember Bozo, some of y'all? Oh, I'm dating myself. Bozo passed away, 89 years old. Wow. And Serena lost. I mean, she just had a baby. What's the big deal? Anyway, so I was just looking at something. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 700 points. Now, those of you with 401ks and stuff, man, you know, it's very, very, and I have one, and it's very disconcerting to have a 401k and then have the Dow Jones Industrial Average fall 700 points. So the Trump experiment is going sideways right now. And he's, wow, 700 points. Wow. So I know some of y'all have 401ks out there. I know I have one. And yes, I will be checking in on it because 700 points is a lot. You know, 700 points is a lot. So that's ridiculous. So the Trump make a deal, the Trump businessman is going the same way the casinos went bankrupt. You know, so America, hopefully America won't be next. Okay, everybody, it's you got one segment left of the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. You can shout out to my church family at Christ Church in Montclair and in West, not West, why do I keep saying West? Rockaway, New Jersey, the Christ Church folks. And no, I don't represent the church, so don't go telling pastor, yeah, you know, I don't represent the church. I just go there. I do not represent the church. So don't be, you know, trying to connect anything I say to the church, because I just go to church. I don't, you know, I don't represent the church. So anyway, it's about 20 minutes before the hour. And, you know, and politics is dirty. Politics is a dirty business, you know, and I talk a lot about the black community, and I love my black folks, you know, of course I'm black, you can see, you know, it's beautiful black skin, but, you know, we have problems that we don't, you know, we there's some things that we just kind of blind ourselves to, because you look on Facebook and you see all the, you know, you see all the arguments and stuff, and it seems like everybody's a scholar, everybody is, yeah, I was talking to somebody. Somebody tossed up some Frederick Douglass, something from Frederick Douglass from 100 years ago or better. What are you talking about that for? You know, because just the petty arguments and the stuff that we go through, like on Facebook, some of the stuff that we, us black folks,
go through. You know, the stuff that we, I mean, it's just so ridiculous. You know, and nobody's willing to say, okay. You know, nobody's willing to say, okay, that fight will go on for a month. You know, the same two people will be going at it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. For years, probably. Because nobody wants to say, okay. Just, okay. You got that. You know. And see, the lack of us being able to work together is what is causing all the problems that we have. The lack of, you know, it's just, I don't like you. Shout out to Tuffy. Shout out to Mike Jackson. I'm going to get to you in a minute, Mr. Jackson. Sorry, Ms. Jackson. Anyway, because I talked about your son. We'll get to Mike Jackson in a few minutes. Definitely we'll get to Mike Jackson. But, you know, you have – I'm going to segue right into Mike Jackson because we got about 17 minutes left of the program. You know, I have nothing against Mr. Jackson. This is just my from what I know about politics, you know, going way back to Georgia Scott being a freeholder. You know, we're going way back to Georgia Scott. She was burned at the stake by the Democratic Party years ago, Ms. Georgia Scott and some of the other people who were on the freeholder board way, way back when. You know, some of the people that I interviewed and, you know, and talked to. Shout out to Vera Ames, and who was a friend of the Ron Kelly Show. Congressman Pasquale, who I chit-chatted with the other day at Jamie's in Clifton, sitting up there on the thing all by himself, so I had a chance to talk to him. Shout out to Sheriff Burdnick, all these people have been on the Ron Kelly Show. Police Director Spezial, Sheriff Spezial when he was a sheriff, most of the council, you know, outgoing council members as well. So there's been a lot of people from this area been on the Ron Kelly Show. So I know a little thing or two about politics. Peace be upon Mayor Marty Barnes, who passed away after he got out of prison. You know, I was the only person that Marty Barnes would talk to. He wouldn't talk to anybody else. I still have the tape somewhere. We were doing cassette tapes back then. But and I do still have the tape of Marty Barnes. The only interview he gave was with me after he got out of prison. Everybody was scrambling, trying to get him the Herald and the Record and all these other people, Patterson Times, if there was an existence back then. And all these people were trying to get Marty Barnes to come on their program, and he only trusted me. So peace be upon Mr. Marty Barnes, who probably could have been governor had he not been caught up in the net of greed and corruption. Still respect them, though. Just like I respect some of the other people who have gotten caught up in the web. I was saying last week, black folks go for peanuts. White people get millions and billions of dollars. They might go to jail, but they had $300 million of your money. You know, black folks go to jail for nothing. You know, a suit, a pool, $10,000. I'm not going to say whose name, you know, follows that. But, yeah. I'm not saying that corruption is good or anybody should be corrupt, but, man, if you're going to go down for something that might be around when you get out. And I'm not advocating for corruption now, don't get me wrong, but really. Anyway, it's 14 minutes for the hour. And, you know, and so there's a lot of bickering and stuff going on between people who like one candidate or the other. And speaking of, like, Mike Jackson, who's somebody who I have basic respect. I've never met the man, but I've kind of did some research on him, in preparation for this program. And see, sometimes the people that you put around you can doom your candidacy. The people you put around you can doom you. See, because candidates, especially candidates in a small market, elections like, let's say, Patterson, for example, Passaic, Clifton, whatever, use whoever's around. You know, some candidates use whoever's around. You know, let me just grab this person. Let me just grab that person. You know, And some of these people are not good for your campaign. Now, I'm not going to name any names, but there are people who represent Mike Jackson who are not good for him. No, he has people who are repping him on social media who are not good for him. No. See, because you don't want the angry people repping for you. You don't want angry people repping for you. And your message needs to be, and see, this is the problem that I have with Mike Jackson, that, you know, see, we can't, you know, the people, you know, you hear him and people who represent him talking about bringing opportunity to the hood. You know, but some people don't want opportunity. I mean, we have to keep it 100. You know, there's people who rather stand in front of the liquor store than to get a job. There's people who rather wait for a check every month than to get a job. You know what I'm saying? So we talk about you can bring water, you know, bring the horse to water, so to speak, but you can't make it drink. And that thing is tired about bringing opportunity. You know, nobody's going to want to invest in Patterson until things change dramatically, Mike Jackson and your representatives. Nothing is going to change in Patterson. We talk about bringing – see, look, the surrounding town said people want to have nothing to do with Patterson. The Elmwood Park used to be known as East Patterson, Elmwood Park. Was East Patterson. Oh, drop that Patterson name. Dropped it like a bad habit. Elmwood Park. You know, you have Woodland Park. We should be West Patterson. Drop that Patterson name, Woodland Park. Why did they drop it? Because Patterson was falling off. So it's not about bringing opportunity. I mean, the people who want to work, work. And the people who don't, don't. That's the bottom line. So we can't keep with the tired old... You know, and I'm talking about, you know, Mike Jackson. You know, like I have respect for the man. You know, he's trying to run for mayor of the city of Patterson. I'm fairly certain that he has some ideas and some things he wants to do. But we keep that old tired, you know, bringing opportunity. Nobody's going to develop nothing in Patterson. Nobody. The only person who wants to develop anything in Patterson is Florio. And he's building these houses and people are moving into them. You know, now the houses that Florio's building, white people wouldn't live in those buildings, even if they were in nice neighborhoods. The structures, the properties that he's developing, white folks wouldn't live in those places. They wouldn't live in those places. The places that Charles Florio is building in Patterson. I mean, he's the only person who would want to do anything here because he knows he's going to make money. But nobody's going to develop anything in Patterson. They're just not. And I lived in Patterson for 15 years. So, you know, don't tell me I don't know nothing about that. I don't live there now, but I lived in Patterson for 15 years. I'm sorry, 13 years. I owned property there. Sold it. But, you know, the mindset of the people has to change. You can't rely on City Hall to do everything. You can't rely on City Hall to keep streets clean. Don't throw nothing on the street. How about that? Don't throw nothing out on the street. You can't rely on City Hall. People looking at City Hall for... Yeah, City Hall can't do nothing for you. And this is... Mike Jackson is running on this. City Hall can't do anything for you. The mayor of Patterson, if it's Sayeg or whoever, can't do much for you. You have to do it for yourself. If you want to clean the street, stop throwing stuff on the ground. Sweep in front of your bar, if you own property, sweep in front of your property. When you know what day that the sweep is coming, sweep whatever's in front of your property into the street, into the gutter, and let the sweeper take care of it. No. Patterson's not going to get better. The city can't do a damn thing about what's going on in Patterson. So all y'all who are following that narrative that we need to provide opportunity, this is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's up to the city. It's up to the citizens of the city of Patterson to make Patterson better. The mayor can't do nothing, no matter who it is. And see, we perpetrate this fraud about, you know, bringing opportunity to the... Come on. Come on. How many people, if there was a job for every person in Patterson, how many people you think would be left over? How many people you think would not accept a job? It's not all about, when you see people on the street, it's not all about because they can't find a job. Some people, I mean, I know you've heard this from Republicans and stuff like that, but it's, well, maybe not to that extreme, but some people don't want a job. Some people want to drink all day and hang in front of a liquor store. That's what some people want to do, hang in by the gas station, which I used to do, but I had a job. Okay, so somebody called me. Don't call me when I'm on the radio. Anyway, so, you know, this narrative that we need to bring opportunity. And see, this is what all the African-American candidates are saying. Opportunity, opportunity, opportunity. Come on. Some people don't want opportunity. We need to stop feeding ourselves this fairy tale that, you know, nobody's going to do nothing for us. Who's going to come in Patterson and open a Fidelity Investments or someplace like that? Charles Schwab. They're not going to. For what? Look at the mall downtown Patterson. It's all garbage. Look at the mall. There's no stores in there. I mean, Half Price. Who cares? AT&T goes everywhere, and so does Models. They don't care where they put the store. You know, and I've been in there, and I'm like, God, you know, what do they build this for? Because there's no, you know, Marshalls. So what? So you have this mall in, you know, it's like they said in the movie, in the build it and they will come. Well, they didn't come. Nobody came. And you got these 10-cent stores that are in this mall. I mean, nobody, until the people, because the successful communities are the ones where the people care enough to do what they need to do. Those are the communities that thrive. Those are the communities that attract. Those are the communities that attract investment. The communities where the people are working together, not the town. I mean, the town has a little bit to do with it, but it's the people with the successful towns, the towns where people are investing in, the towns where people want to build and put up stuff. I mean, did anybody really think that Amazon was going to build in Patterson? I mean, nice try, but I mean, that just wasn't going to happen. So we need to stop. We need to stop perpetrating this fraud. We need to stop putting this in our people's heads that we need somebody to help us, that we need opportunity. Come on. So we need some new ideas. And I'm not trying to kick Mike Jackson's back in. I mean, I know the brother is trying, but the opportunity ain't coming until the people, and until people who are outside, because, you know, the people with money are already looking at us sideways. So, you know, we got to do better than others in order to attract anyone to this area. Now, I see places they're building all the time. Harrison, New Jersey, there's a train station. They built 5,000 apartments around this train station because it's the PATH train. But see, with these places where people, this is what people want to build, where they know that their property is not going to be tagged or sprayed on, you know, where they know there's not going to be any problems. This is where people want to build. They don't want to build where they, you know, where there's crime and all kinds of stuff going on. People might get shot every day. People don't want to build there. And people don't want to build in Patterson except for Florio. This Florio is just one of the people who come to Patterson simply to make money. There's millions and millions of dollars that float out of Patterson every week. Millions of dollars that float out of Patterson every week. And the people in the powers that be don't live in Patterson. I think Miss Jane does, but she's an interim mayor. But the people in the powers that be in Patterson, the people who are really making the money, they don't live here. They live in Franklin Lakes. They live in Wyckoff. They live in Glen Ridge or even Montclair or someplace like that. They don't live in Patterson. So the whole idea of us begging for crumbs is ridiculous. So this is what I say to Mr. Jackson, you know, to Mike Jackson, that, you know, that we got to stop with this, you know. And then, you know, and then you look at Mr. Jackson, there's some responsibility issues that, you know, I'm like, okay. So I'm not trying to, you know, trying to point out because because the Patterson Times and they've already done their job on them, you know. But one thing I'm saying as far as his message is concerned, that we have to stop with, you know, with this making opportunity. We have to make our own opportunity because nobody's going to give us anything. That's fairly obvious. Nobody's going to give us nothing. It's about 2.5 minutes left to the program. Nobody's going to give us nothing. You know, so I kind of swerved to the left, you know, with Mr. Jackson. I don't want to kick his back in. I did have some things I wanted to say, but I kind of took the off ramp, you know, because I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to kick his back in or anything like that, you know. But I think that, you know, we need to stop with this. You know, we need to stop with this and make our own opportunities. Other ethnic groups do it. The Jews do it. The Hispanics, you know. There's an area in Jersey City from Kennedy Boulevard all the way down to Sunley Avenue. It was nothing but Indian stores, nothing but every kind of Indian thing you could think of, furniture, videos, all kinds of stuff. And they all stay in that area, and they all shop in that area. And they all thrive in that area because they're doing business with each other. So our money leaves. That's why our neighborhoods look the way they do. That's why our neighborhoods look the way they do, because our money leaves. That's why the neighborhoods look like bombed out, you know, like Iraq or someplace, because the money doesn't stay. The money goes out. So I kind of swerved on Mr. Jackson, but, you know, I wish him well. I don't believe I would actually vote for him, but it's, you know, one thing I will say to Mr. Jackson, if he's listening, that the people that are around you can make your campaign sink or swim. The people who are around you, the people you surround yourself with, can cause harm to your campaign. And there are some people, Mike Jackson, who are in your campaign who, in my estimation, are causing harm to your campaign. So you might want to take a look at that, and you might want to give yourself a better opportunity by maybe taking another look at some of the folks that you have repping for you. All right, it's about 35 minutes left to the program, everybody. I want to thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Go to the archive. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. You can listen to this show and any other, the hundreds of shows, 100 or so shows that are on there. You know, keep up with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever else I'm doing out here. So anyway, I want to thank you all for joining me this afternoon. Thank you for all that you do to inspire me to keep going with this program. So everybody, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And we may not have it all together, but together we can have it all. Thank you so much. I'm done.